This episode of Nature of Things was originally aired September 23rd, 1988.
Several years ago, I devoted one program of The Nature of Things to the romance of nature-related names of roads and places. The main outcome of that presentation for me was the information sent to me by Richard Wright, then Onondaga County historian, about Gooseville. The whole matter has come to mind again because I recently received a map listing all the roads for a 12-county area of central New York. In perusing its index of roads, I was immediately beset by the question, which of these names really reflect the natural history of the area, and which reflect the names of residents or simply uncoordinated labels applied to housing develops according to the taste of the developer? If the former names applied to landmarks represent the purest kind of dubbing, and the latter, developer's whim, the least, then we'll have to realize that our maps are becoming pretty polluted. Grand old names like Snake Swamp, Mud Hollow, and Hog Wallow tend to disappear, and with them, in many cases, the last public recognition of a significant past. Even the modernized list, however, can set one thinking. For instance, does Angling Road in Orleans County celebrate a former favorite spot for fishing, or just the fact that the J.D. Angling family are the road's principal occupants? How about Arbor or Spoor Roads in Wayne County, Big Tree and Moose Roads in Wyoming County, Burdock and Moonshine Roads in Cayuga County, or Quail and Red Wing Roads in Cortland County? I'm at least mildly interested in finding out. How about you? My favorites, however, the ones that really pique my curiosity, include Deer Lick Springs in Seneca County, Garlic and Owl's Nest Roads in Wayne County, Bug Road and Eagle Road in Wyoming County, Beartown and Yates, Onionville and Spook Woods in Cayuga County, Frog Hollow, Dog Hollow, and Granddad Roads in Cortland. A few of these I already know about. On the whole, those I know about are not too exciting, but I just know that there is a gem or two in that list, places with juicy nature-related stories behind the names. As I have said, the stranger could learn some lessons about Central New York natural history from our road list. Frequent repetition of such words as cherry, maple, beech, pine, cedar, hemlock, and oak point out that these are the commonest and most impressive of the forest trees hereabout. Almost all of the eastern central New York counties have a chestnut or a chestnut ridge road, pointing out how common that magnificent hardwood once was. Many natural historic names actually are commentaries on habitat rather than individual species. Witness such names as wood, swamp, marsh, and lake. Also, hill, ridge, gulf, and hollow, which really describe terrain rather than habitat. Many of the names relate to past occupations or occupants. Limekiln, cheese factory, moonshine, lighthouse, and lock fit into that category. The name port, as in Lockport, Middleport, Brockport, Spencerport, Fairport, Centerport, and Weedsport, line out the route of the barge canal. Decades earlier, a string of hostelries, stagecoach stops, was strung out across the state following, I believe, the general route of U.S. Route 20. Another well-marked route of fairly early origin, I believe, followed the Ridge Road, U.S. Route 104, an ancient shoreline of Lake Ontario. Here I admit I'm getting out of my element, so I better not go further with this line of thought. Anyway, it's time to talk about the point of all this. It's no surprise to anyone that names on a map reflect the locality's history and its attributes. But here in central New York, we are resting on the crest of a land-use watershed. Fields and wetlands and woodlots are being replaced by streets, sidewalks, residences, business establishments, and parking lots. Oh, how those parking lots multiply. In many places, all that is left of a rich heritage of natural and cultural history is such seemingly incongruous names as Gobbler's Knob, Elmwood Avenue, Deer Lick Springs, or Indian Springs. Incongruous or not, they still provide better labels than Leilani Road, Ibis Trail, or Pineapple Lane, I believe. We still have places in central New York where the name of the road changes every mile or so. I doubt seriously that such a condition will persist. Eventually, one name will prevail, or more likely, a new one will be applied. What, for instance, will become a Smith, Dean, Covert, Fox, Hall's Corners Road? That's five names in 7 miles. That's only one of four multi-named roads in a 3-mile stretch of Seneca County. I'd really urge whoever renames these roads someday, if not soon, to go to the local history or habitat in choosing a name, rather than bringing in one from the South Pacific or the south of France. That's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.